Governor Stein should match Carborough's courage by breaking through the deception and helping the public understand that North Carolina is on the wrong course and that Duke Energy must finally begin a genuine transition to clean energy if this state is ever going to help slow the climate crisis.
That's Carborough Mayor Barbara Fouché reading the text of a resolution urging Governor Josh Stein to put pressure on Duke Energy to move away from fossil fuels.
We urge North Carolina Governor Josh Stein to become a national climate champion by using every tool available to him to persuade or require Duke Energy executives to phase out deadly and dangerous fuel sources and transition to affordable, resilient, and renewable energy.
Carborough officials are turning their attention to the governor's office after getting an unfavorable ruling in their attempt to get action through the courts. Late last year, Carborough filed a lawsuit against Duke Energy, alleging the company deliberately undercut the push for renewable energy by knowingly deceiving customers about the environmental risks of fossil fuels, leaving local governments stuck with the bill for all the resulting impacts. Last month, though, a judge dismissed that lawsuit, ruling in part that the issue was a political question, not a legal one. So in this week's resolution, the town moved its focus to the political branches.
We urge Governor Stein, as an initial step, to lead the installation of solar and batteries to make critical public facilities resilient during outages and further require data centers to include maximum on-site renewables and battery storage to provide their own clean power when investing in new facilities.
The specific reference to AI data centers is part of a larger concern that the rise of AI could end up reversing a lot of the progress that's already been made toward reducing greenhouse gas emissions, something that also came up at this week's meeting of the Orange County Board of Commissioners.
Data centers require a large amount of power.
That's County Planning and Inspections Director Cy Stober speaking to the board on Tuesday as they considered a proposal to impose a moratorium on approving any new data centers following Chatham County's decision to impose its own moratorium last month. The high energy use at those centers has already led some energy companies to slow down efforts to reduce their fossil fuel reliance and in some cases even reopen coal plants that had been shut down.
There are a number of data centers that use solar energy, also use some wind turbines, depending on the state you're in. Unaware of that occurring yet in North Carolina, there is some solar installation, but by and large these consume from the grid and use carbon-based sources.
County commissioners also considered other worries about AI data centers, including concerns about noise pollution, higher energy bills for nearby residents, and the fact that data centers also use a lot of water as well as power. Stober says that's something AI companies are trying to address, but it is still a very big issue.
Data centers are learning to use less water, but they still consume a lot of water. They are looking at water recycling as well as lower consumption technologies, but they are known to use the equivalent of water of 50,000. I've also read a statistic of 80,000 people per day. That is larger than all the municipalities in Orange County, for example, individually.
With that in mind, county commissioners took up a resolution this week to set a public hearing on a possible moratorium for April 21st and to begin the process of amending the county's Unified Development Ordinance, or UDO, to regulate data centers directly. That resolution passed unanimously on Tuesday, as did Carborough's resolution to urge Governor Stein to lobby Duke Energy. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Aaron Keck.